Breakfilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the IDFA 2014, joined by filmmaker Maria Tarantino, who's presenting her film Our City here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much to you.
So can you start off by giving us a brief overview of what your film is about?
Well, my film is about Brussels, the capital of Europe, but don't expect anything official from it because it's really very different. We worked for 5 years. We explored the city from the top of towers down to the underground works, and we met a lot of people, and we make something like a city symphony out of them. So the music is very important in the film. It's full of encounters. It's a collage film, so there's not one story, many layers, many levels.
Yes, it's a collage film. There's a lot of poetry, and also there's a lot of very interesting characters in the film, isn't there?
Well, when you come to Brussels, you realize that there are so many different cultures in this city, and there's many different cultures in every city, which I think is one of the reasons why the film is also quite universal, and you just need to take the time. I was queuing up outside of the central station in Brussels looking for Iranian taxi drivers, because the community of Persian taxi drivers is hanging around the station, and I was asking, do you know a taxi driver who's a poet? And they told me, yes. And that became a character in the film. So if you ask special things, you're going to get them.
Right. And but how did you actually come across all these locations and all these characters that you actually ended up putting in the documentary?
I live in Brussels since 1995, so I know the city quite well, but especially I'm not from Brussels. I think that's really an advantage of any foreigner. You have to construct the city for yourself. You have nothing to fall back on, no memories of childhood. So you, if you're curious and if you're daring, and I think I'm a curious and daring person, you open doors. And you know, I'm the sort of person who looks out of the window. I even did it this morning, and I see a tower block, and there are some windows missing, and I see workers. And the next thought that comes up in my mind is, I want to go there. I want to be where my eyes saw, far away. And that's what I did. I went up to workers and said, can I go on the roof with my camera? Can I film? And, you know, sometimes they said yes immediately. Sometimes it took 1 or 2 years, for example, to get permission to film in a school. But we did it. And then you discover that there are balls for the different communities. So we were in the traditional Russian balls where all the sort of grandchildren of people who came out of the Russian Revolution are still celebrating in the old style. So that's the sort of magic That you start scratching when you go under the surface.
Oh, I get you. So it was very impulsive too. Like, you know, it was an impulsive process that you went through while you were filmmaking it.
An impulsive process that lasted 5 years. So I think my crew really had a lot of patience, and I worked with a very, very passionate person, Klaus Bullen, who was just out of school, and he came with me with his camera, and we filmed in the craziest locations at craziest temperatures of the night. You know, when they were pouring the base of the new council of the European Union at 4 in the morning, they were pouring cement, and we were stuck in a corner. I mean, nowadays when we pass in front of a construction site, 5 out of 10 we know the workers, and they wave at us, and I think that really makes me proud. It's, you know, the film is called Our City, and I hope the audience will feel it like it's their city too, but it's definitely become my city and the city of the crew in the process.
Yeah, you briefly mentioned the cinematography in it. Well, you lightly touched on it, and I'd like to know more about it, because some of the shots are quite elaborate in very tricky locations.
But, you know, it's all built on the back of a matchstick, so to say, because we have hovering shots where you're like flying in the air, and that was the construction site workers. You know, they saw us for 3 years filming in the craziest moments of the day, and then they said, can we do something for you? Wouldn't you like something special? And we didn't dare to ask, you know, the permission to do such shots. And one evening after working hours in the summer, it was still light, they did it for us. So there was the one of the main workers was telling the guy on the crane, you know, move like this, move like that. And, you know, we had to have a harness and everything.
My God, there's so much love in this film. So it was like a full-on collaboration with even the subject, I guess, in a way.
It's very important for me. I don't make a film about people. I make a film with people. Okay. So it takes longer, but then, you know, we are friends, we build something together. You know, we spend time, and I also, because the stories I get from them are really sometimes hard stories, you don't just want to share them with anybody, and I don't do interviews, so the things I get, they take time. It's like slow cooking, but it tastes so much better.
So can we talk about influences? You mentioned City Symphonies. Were you particularly influenced by any examples in particular?
Well, I was influenced by one film. It's Johan van der Kerk in Amsterdam Global Village. Mm. It was my producer, Martin Schmidt, that made me discover the film. It's a four-hour film about Amsterdam, sorry. And it's wonderful. If you don't know it, you should watch it. And I ended up working with the producer of van der Kerk, and he's the co-producer of the film here in Amsterdam.
Right.
And that was really a great experience. I mean, that was an influence. But then, you know, I like all sorts of things. I like a lot of fiction. I was looking, for example, at the documentaries of Pasolini and the way he works with characters, or Jean Rouch, French ethnographic filmmaker. And I fell in love with a Malaysian musical comedy about neoliberalism,
right,
which was a film from 2009, which didn't get a big distribution. I saw it in Venice, and it was amazing.
Yeah, well, they sound really fascinating. But the thing about films like these, and I think you achieve very well, is that it has to have a really a rhythm that draws you in, that sort of like makes you part of the film. So I take it there must have been a very creative post-production.
Well, you're very right, because it was a huge challenge, because when you make a collage film and you have so much material and it's so diverse, you have to remake the film again at the editing table. And that was really a big challenge, and I didn't make my editors happy all the time, but they sort of got a revenge on me. So sometimes I was like on exile at home, and I had to work it out and then bring a maquette or, you know, a rough sort of demonstration of what I wanted to do. But we really wanted to get this kind of you called it poetic, but you're like kind of surfing. You're going with three children into a city, and then they come back, they pop up. It's like you feel sometimes like Alice in Wonderland. You know, the proportions of things change all of a sudden when you open a door, you shift from image to another. We had to construct it, and what we did was to take the main pillars of the film and then to try to create bridges between them, and to also have a flow from top to bottom, and to have a sort of sound and a music that would continue within it. So the sound editing and the sound mix was very important, and also the choice of having one main reference in music, which is Mathieu Ha, who is not just an incredible musician who's based in Brussels, but he's also a living legend, and he becomes a character in the film. It's a sort of magic musician who attracts everybody with the sound of his accordion.
Yeah, and he makes wonderful music. I really enjoyed that too. Final question. I'd like to ask you, this was a really long shoot, and obviously it involved you personally as well as artistically. So I'd like to know whether your perceptions of Brussels, your city, did they change over time, or were they strengthened?
Well, I wanted to make a film like a kind of a love letter to the city. I love Brussels, and it's melancholy, because there are things that you know shouldn't be the way they are, and there's a lot of, well, there's a certain amount of suffering and tensions that you see in the film. And I just hope, you know, that the film is going to come out to people who see it, whether they are from Brussels or not, but especially if they are from Brussels. And you know, sometimes you need an image to make your beliefs, which are already there, stronger. Yeah. And I just hope that the film is going to catalyze, you know, the dreams or the imagination of people, and to give them something that they can use to say things further in that direction.
Yes, well, it's a very interesting film, very powerful too in some of the sequences, and I thank you very much for taking the time off and talking with us about it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.